professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine says the challenges associated with translating the diagnosis of an infection into a course of treatment will vary depending on the individual case. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
In May of 2021, the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and Prairie Diagnostic Services partnered in the launch of a new swine diagnostic extension service. As part of that service, Prairie Diagnostic Services provides the diagnostic analysis, and in complex cases, veterinarians with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine provide additional support to help interpret those findings. Dr. John Harding, a professor in the Department of Large Animal Clinical Sciences with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, says the complexity of translating the diagnosis of a disease or a condition into a course of treatment really depends on the case.
Some cases are reasonably straightforward. So an example would be pigs that maybe have a respiratory disease. And the question is really quite simple, is, you know, what pathogens are there and how do we control those pathogens? So those ones are reasonably straightforward. But on the other hand, we could get some very challenging, difficult cases for all of us. So an example there is some pigs that are unthrifty or, you know, wasting or just not growing very well. The pathology is not particularly clear or evident. After we look for and do some testing for individual pathogens, there's nothing really jumping out at us. So either these cases could be there's just not much coming up, and therefore we need more submissions and potentially more tests. Or sometimes it's the opposite, that there's all sorts of pathogens that jump out, and then you're trying to sort through which one is, in fact, more important than the others. Sometimes, say, we have to reach out and then take those cases into the research laboratory or just other more research applied type techniques, you know, next generation sequencing and things like that.
Dr. Harding says the service targets mixed animal practitioners, veterinarians across Western Canada that deal specifically with swine, and the professionals that are running the actual assays. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.